Warm 101.3. Every Monday at this time, we share the warmth with another organization in Rochester that's doing a wonderful job of helping people out. And Matt's Coats for Kids is doing just that. And this morning, the founder's with us, Karen Leidig. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So Matt's Coats for Kids is in honor of your son. Tell me about him.
Yes, my oldest son, Matt Fitton, died as the result of a car accident in 2003. So in 2004, the last thing that we had given Matthew for Christmas the year before was a coat. He loved that coat. He was 6'6". He asked me, he said, "Mom, I know you're getting me a coat for Christmas. Can you give it to me early in December?"
Aww.
Oh, I did, and I never will forget the look on his face. He just loved it. And I got this idea. I wanted something that people could help with and would make people feel the way Matt used to make everybody feel. He was a friend to everybody, and that's what Matt's Coats for Kids has done. Yeah. It's been going since 2004.
I looked at all the list of collection box sites for this year. I don't know how much work you've put into this, but it's remarkable.
It's amazing.
58 sites.
Wow.
We've never had so many. That's because we have 34 drop sites throughout Monroe County and one in Orleans. And we also have the offices of Howard Hanna that stepped up this year and asked me if they could all be drop sites. I just look forward to the results, and it's so great, especially after COVID.
How many coats do you think you'll get? It's not just coats. You collect mittens and socks and things like that. But how many? What's a good year? What's a normal year?
A normal year, we collect between 600 to 800 coats. We collect about 140 pairs of mittens and gloves. That's in memory of Gianna Bartolucci, who passed in 2016. She and her father were in a car accident on the same road where Matthew was killed on Christmas Eve. They were going to get a Christmas tree. So that's how we honor Gianna. And the socks that we collect are in memory of both of my parents. So we collect new sock in memory of them and give them to the organizations that help the homeless.
Well, I know a lot of moms have a lot of coats that their kids grow out of very quickly, so I'm sure we can all look into our closets and see what we have in
there. That would be wonderful. Right. That would be absolutely wonderful. And we are free days of distribution, because what we do with all the donations, we have two free days where anyone come and get a coat or gloves or mittens. It's on November 19th and 20th. It's at the Brockport Fire Department, Company Number 3 on West Avenue in Brockport.
Well, if they want to learn more, they can head over to your Facebook page, Matt's Coats for Kids. There's a lot of information there. And Karen Leidig, I thank you for joining us this morning. A continued success and happy holidays. If there's an organization you'd like us to share the warmth with, just drop me an email, Tony at warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth right here on Warm 101.3.